This show is produced on the original lands of the Dja Dja Wurrung people, and we pay our respects to the elders past and present.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time with your host, Milton Perkins.
It's time to get the show underway. Let's start Robin Haag's band, Shout for Joy.
Today. His mercy, love, and deep compassion are with us every step of the way. Shout for joy to the Lord our God. Sing your praises on the earth. Come and worship the Lord most high. Praise his glorious name.
Oh, yes.
Shout for joy to the Lord our God. Sing your praises on the earth. The Lord loves time, praise his glorious name. Oh, Jesus, the King of glory, Jesus, anointed, holy
Listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Today, if you hear his voice, you did once before. In that desert long ago, for he, yes, he is the Lord. You bow before him, bow to me, for we, yes, we are his. Today, if you hear his voice, oh, please don't turn away, don't turn away. As you did once before, so long ago. As you did in that desert, long ago. Won't you sing your praises to this Lord on high?
There's a few bright songs to start off the show with. Start off with Rodman Haig's band, Shout for Joy. Then Tanya Christina sang Don't You Know. And the last one in the bracket was Anne White called Song for Joy.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Tomorrow, yesterday is dead and gone. Soon another day will follow. So I try to linger on. Though I'll have to go through sorrows and have to fight for right and wrong. My Lord, bless my tomorrow. Where I'm weak, please make me strong. I believe in my tomorrow, and I believe that there is someone who holds the future in the hollow of his own strong and loving hand. And I believe in one tomorrow, when all my life down here on earth is done. No matter if my road is narrow, I see my Lord and friend. I believe in my tomorrow, even in my darkest night. Lord, I ask for signs to follow. Yes,
as I need your guiding light. How could friends of mine deceive me, and those I trusted hurt me so? Take my broken heart and lead me. Show me, Lord, which way to go. I believe in my tomorrow, and I believe that there is someone who holds my future in the hollow of his own strong and loving hand. And I believe in one tomorrow, when all my life down here on earth is done. No matter if my road is narrow, I see my Lord and friend. No matter if my road is narrow, I see my Lord and friend.
To worry about what you can't help is pretty much useless.
But to worry about something you can help is thoughtless on your part.
Worry is like a disease.
Unlike the common cold, however, there is a cure.
The treatment for worry is found in the Bible.
Philippians chapter 4 will help you learn to be immune to worry.
And it's not a trick of mind over matter.
It's a spiritual thing.
The more that God's Spirit controls you,
the less worry will affect the way you live.
Why worry when you can pray to God?
Unless you think your worry can do a better job than the Creator of the universe.
Didn't think so. Try a dose of Philippians chapter 4.
No worries then, mate, fair dinkum. I do not laugh. No worries then, mate, fair dinkum. I do not laugh.
Okay, hold on.
I got it.
All right. No, I don't. A valuable lesson from the daily devotional, Our Daily Bread.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Hope you enjoyed that one from the Radio Bible Class Ministries. Just before that, we had Cal Samuelson singing, I Believe in Tomorrow.
Day by night, love and pray with. disciples cried in fear. They said, Lord, we will perish here unless you do something about this storm. Be quiet, peace be still. Jesus told the storm, and their boat was left in waters that were calm. When storms rage against you, tell the Lord. You should pray and tell the Lord how mighty is your storm. With faith then turn around and look at the storm face on, and tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. Against you and threaten your very life, when cloudy skies overshadow and block the sun from sight, be sure to tell the Master how mighty is your storm. Then tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. When storms rage against you, tell the Lord. You should pray and tell the Lord how mighty is your storm. With faith then turn around and look at the storm face on, and tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. Then tell the storm how mighty is your Lord. Then tell the storm how mighty.
Beckham saying, Tell the Storm, and Phil Mitchell saying, Come with me. Return to Good News Gospel Time. It's great to have your company today.
Oh, for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, end the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain.
Listening to Good News Gospel Time.
You are turning my world upside down. You are turning my world upside down. You are turning my world upside down. Yeah, you are.
Hey, could you pass the salt, please?
My dad loves salt. He salts everything, whether it needs it or not. But it drives my mom nuts.
Why do you always do that? You haven't even taken your first bite.
I don't know. It just tastes better.
Oh, Larry.
So when I read that Bible verse in Matthew chapter 5 about us being the salt of the earth, I thought of my dad.
It just tastes better.
That's what we're supposed to be doing, making life better for the people around us. Flavoring life with a heavenly ingredient. Christians are to be the salt in the melting pot of humanity. We're the salt that makes people thirsty for the water of life. So, are you a salty Christian? The recipe in Matthew 5 won't taste right if it's missing an ingredient. Is your Christian life missing something? A thought from the Our Daily Bread devotional guide. You can find the missing ingredient on our webpage at rbc.net.
Welcome back to Good News Gospel Time. The bracket of songs we played started off with Agape from Annie Salem Aloe, God of the Poor from Graham Hendrick, and Upside Down was sung by Deborah Pera.
You're still tired from the day before and just want to hide away. When the bills keep getting higher and the pressure seems too much, just lift your hands to Jesus and feel His gentle touch. So come on, friend, believe God's word. What have you got to lose? There is only one solution that you and I can choose. A loving Savior's waiting to take away your blues and gives you more abundant life. What have you got to lose? The world is falling all apart and there seems no hope in sight. Lost all faith and trust in man and can't go on another night. Just raise your hands and praise God's name. He'll fill you with His power. Your first love will be strengthened as you walk with Him each hour. So come on, friend, believe God's word. What have you got to lose? There is only one solution that you and I can choose. A loving Savior's waiting to take away your blues and gives you more abundant life. What have you got to lose? God's word, what have you got to lose? There is only one solution that you and I can choose. A loving Savior's waiting to take away your blues and gives you more abundant life. What have you got to lose? It gives you more abundant life. What have you got?
That all would last forever. be in time.
On the way.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Richard Burt singing Give Love. He started off the bracket with one from Diane Wirtz with What Have You Got to Lose? Then Mike Bend sang the song called Stay Gold, and Jackie Storer sang that touching song called My Angel.
Well, have a reason, I would tell you what is true. But no matter how you listen, there's nothing I could do to make you see with more than just your mind. Until the day you step across the line, no explanation could tell you what I've seen. There's no way to paint a picture that could show you what I mean. When I say I left the man I was behind and found another world across the line, you gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind. I can show you where to look, but you gotta seek to find. You gotta take a step across the line. Is the best that I can do to change your future till forever, and the rest is up to you. You can take his hand or keep on going blind. He waits for you to step across the line. You gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind. I can show you where to look, but you gotta seek to find. You gotta take a step across the line. You gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind. I can show you where to look, but you gotta seek to find. You gotta take a step across the line. You gotta take a step across the line. Let Jesus fill your heart and mind.
Thanks for joining me for this program. If you have any comments or questions, you can send an email to me at radiomilton@gmail.com. radiomilton@gmail.com. And you can also message me or call me on 0419 226 032, 0419 226 032, to let me know what you've enjoyed in the shows so we know what to include in the future. And I want to thank Dillis and Paul for your help today with this show. That's just about it for the show today. Close off with another song from Ken Byford and Anne Hartman. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. All the best for now.
Thank you, Lord, for